Brazil is caught up in its own political turmoil. For weeks now, President Michel Temer has been facing growing allegations tying him to a massive bribery scheme. And yesterday, Brazil's federal police, their equivalent of the FBI, said there's solid evidence that Temer benefited from bribes. For more on this, we turn to reporter Catherine Osborne, who's based in Rio de Janeiro. What is this new evidence, Catherine?
So the federal police have analyzed material that's been coming out over the past month that are secretly made recordings and videos, and they say that's evidence that the president participated in passive corruption, which is basically taking bribes.
Who made those recordings?
Members of a meatpacking conglomerate who were trying to reduce their own sentence in this big anti-corruption probe. So because of new laws trying to strengthen anti-corruption investigations in Brazil, you can basically snitch on other people in exchange for a reduced sentence. And not only have they snitched, they have secretly recorded via tapes and video aides of the president and the president himself.
So are they opponents of Temer, or they just wanted a lenient sentence?
You know, they used to not be opponents, but now they've decided that it's in their best interest to produce evidence against him. He is somebody who has been in politics for a long time, knows everyone, and essentially was able to last this long in office because allies have been cooperating with him. And the meatpacking brothers, the Batista brothers, are people who in the past thought it was a good idea for them to protect him, and now they've changed their tune.
Yeah, well, it's hard to dispute tape recordings. Richard Nixon paid the price. Will these accusations stick? Will this just intensify calls for impeachment of Michel Temer?
Sure. So that's the million-dollar question. And a lot of folks are actually making comparisons with the United States because there's so much solid evidence that the president participated in wrongdoing. But at the same time, most of Congress is still defending him. And so he needs to have two-thirds of congressmen vote in order for an investigation in the Supreme Court to be opened against him. Most analysts say that's unlikely still. So even though we have all this on tape, he said on tape, yes, keep paying hush money to this other ex-congressman, and an aide of his has been recorded accepting money in a suitcase. Predictions are right now that he'll stay in office. Individual congressmen can also present impeachment charges against him, and now over a dozen impeachment charges have been registered against him, but they still also are unlikely to take him down.
Catherine, there have been several political scandals in Brazil in the past few years, including one impeached president, Dilma Rousseff. How tired, how fatigued are Brazilians by all these scandals?
I think that the shock factor has worn off a little bit in that folks suspected that this corruption was going on all along, and now it's really hard to amaze the public. What's really difficult is that the price is being paid the most by Brazilians who have lost their jobs and are seeing a poor economy in recent years. So there is sort of a fatigue of following along and going out into the street and protesting. At the same time, it feels like a moment for a lot of Brazilians when the rules are really getting rewritten about how much of this corruption is being exposed. And there's a sense that Temer has lost legitimacy. Whether he finishes his term or not, folks want a different kind of leadership next time around when they get to vote. And so it's a feeling of a lot of things being up in the air in Brazil. And even though there's horrible behavior by public leaders, the public is being aware of it and having a big conversation about what they want next.
That was reporter Catherine Osborne speaking with us from Rio de Janeiro.